Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Contest time. Here we go. Text the word LYRIC. LYRIC, L-Y-R-I-C, LYRIC, to 20357 by the end of the hour to get registered to win a pair of tickets to see Kiss End of the Road Tour. It's October 22nd, Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. Text and data rates may apply on this. Complete rules available at www.923thefan.com. LYRIC, L-Y-R-I-C, to 20357.
Basket and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan. We are going to head out to Berea this hour. We're going to check in with Daryl Ryder at 10:40 as they get set to wrap up mandatory minicamp. So we will not be talking about Browns practice until the actual training camp happens in a few weeks, and they're going off to Greenbrier to practice for 8 days, as you heard. I think the other story, the other big story, Jeff, just outside of football is this. Is this air quality index thing that's going on outside right now and like trying to figure out.
Well, what, two major league games postponed yesterday?
Of it, right? I mean, you know, we were yesterday during the show, Dan was showing me pictures of, you know, Manhattan. And I was like, wow, man, I can't believe this.
It looks like the end of days.
Yeah. It's just really weird. So, trying to figure out what the air quality index is for us right now. Like I was reading on the boards coming into work that, you know, after 9 o'clock tonight, it's a little bit better, but I'm reading from the National Weather Service. Just they're going to start relaying air quality advisories, or they've been doing this for a little while too. But we've been talking about it a little bit more, and you know they're saying you know it's unhealthy for sensitive groups, which is a level orange when the air quality index is 101 to 150. I got to be honest, I know allergies are weird right now. I've heard like friends talk about. Like burning in their throat and just a little bit of, you know, can't catch your breath and stuff like that. So just be careful out there. I think that's the biggest thing I need to say. So, right. I mean, it's just weird.
Yeah.
And then the other part of it is it's cold.
Have you noticed anything? The only thing I've noticed is the temperature. And I don't know if that has anything to do with anything here. Not being a weather guy.
I don't remember any of this stuff when we were a kid. Do you?
No,
I mean, during the summer, I don't think once Dan and I were talking about this. Like, I don't ever remember having my parents say, well, air quality, you got to come back in. And think about how the mills were running when we were kids. The mills were running a lot. I mean, my dad would come home from the mill, and I'd be like, ooh. He always smelled nasty when he came home.
Yeah.
So
when I lived in Texas, it was oil refineries and chemical plants, and it stunk all the time. And the old expression down there was, what's that smell? Money.
I don't know. So anyway, I'm just saying, be careful out there, especially if you've got some elderly folks out there too. Especially if you're a sensitive group. Right now, it is. Make sure you're checking in on folks and make sure they're doing okay. You know the stuff we always normally say during the winter.
Yeah.
Now we're saying it during the summer.
Check in on the Browns playbook.
Yeah, that's
because
true
it's
too.
Brand new.
Help me with that, Jeff. Because Deshaun said that yesterday. It's like the whole playbook is new. Is that, to me, I'm still kind of mind-boggling.
Here's what he said.
Everything's new. Everything's new. I would just say just the foundation and the structure of the offense is the same, but as we build and continue to get ready for the season, everything else is new. Kevin is always evolving, him and AVP. They're always working out and watching tape and trying to do different things and how we can scheme different teams and different defensive schemes. So kind of hard to really explain that, but, you know, all this stuff gets out on social media, so I can't speak too much on all that.
I would say that was a big picture comment rather than an absolute statement of fact. How about that? Does that make sense?
Well, I do think some of the things are new because they were in the playbook for, you know, when he jumped in, the playbook essentially was still...
It evolved a little.
For Jacoby Brissett.
Yeah, but it evolved a little. And I would assume that now that they've had a chance to look at Deshaun on tape for six games, after looking at him in Houston forever, that they added a lot of stuff. And probably threw out a lot of stuff. But it's still, hey, here's Nick, hand him the ball, he's going to run right or left, or up the middle. Hey, here's Amari Cooper. He's going to cut across the middle. He's going to run a great route because he's a great route runner. Here's Donovan Peoples-Jones. He's 6'2 and physical. He's going to be down the sideline. I mean, let's be honest here. It's only football.
I mean, how many different plays can you really run? I mean, there's got to be...
Jim Brown, you need one.
Right. there's got to be a ceiling on it. Right?
You can't. Yeah.
Yes, there's variables there because you're trying to, especially when you're running the ball, you're trying to go through, you know, the holes that are in front of you. You're trying to go behind the blocking scheme that's there for you or set up for you on a screen pass or, you know, are we going to the tight end here where you look? I mean, I understand there are a ton of plays, but at some point, it's got to cap off. That's why I'm just trying to figure out, you know, when he says the whole playbook's new, it just seemed like maybe kind of an overstatement. But who knows? I mean, maybe it is new. It has to be to get these guys in sync. Do you want to see our quarterback run more?
No, but what I want to see is this is an oversimplification, but I honestly think our team has the ability to do this now. I'll rephrase that. I think our team has the talent to do this now. Be the type of offense that can play a variety of different ways based on what you need to do against that opponent. There are some offenses that just don't have that ability, Andy, because they don't have the running back or they don't have the quarterback or they don't have a wide receiver who's good enough to do whatever you want to do or a tight end or their line can't, you know, block as well as ours. So you're going up against a team that's trying to take away the run. Great, then kill him with a pass. You know, you're trying to lock down Amari Cooper. All right, great. Hit Elijah Moore underneath. You know, you're focusing on the receivers. Good. Give it to Nick 25 times. I think our team has that ability. And that's what I'm hoping our offense becomes, is something that is multiple in its abilities. You know, you name it, we can do it. We can beat you any which way. You want to try to take something away? Good. We have a counter for that. That's what I hope we are. I hope we're not a team that... Hey, you know, if you shut down this, you can beat the Cleveland Browns.
I'm trying to think of a quarterback we've had in who's been able to extend the plays the way Deshaun does. I think about wanting to watch.
Can I give him a little credit for this?
Sure.
Though Baker wasn't a running quarterback, I thought he was able to extend plays to a certain extent.
I'll give you that. I just think that it's nothing. It's just a height thing that Deshaun. I just feel like Deshaun has more options than he did at that point. And I think Deshaun's a better runner than he is.
I agree with both of those things. But I also do think, and though Baker was not known as a running quarterback, I thought he moved pretty well and could keep some.
He could escape. Yeah. He could escape.
Yeah. But when he wasn't backpedaling to his right.
Yeah, you're right. That was the problem, and everybody knew it. That was the problem. I look at the offense, and I think, okay, this offense looks better. The defense looks better. And, you know, yesterday you and I were contemplating this, too, that you have weapons on offense, and I know it's built for Deshaun Watson, but I think you have to expect in a 17-game season that Watson isn't going to be there for every play of every game. And I still think the offense looks pretty good, even if you take Watson out of it. I'm not saying that, I mean, it's built for him.
Who's playing quarterback?
You could let Dobbs play quarterback. I'm just saying that you have talented players on that field that could make up if your quarterback isn't, you know, upper echelon. I mean, we saw success with Jacoby last year, that the schemes are they seem to be right, that the talent on the field is right. It still takes 11. And I understand that the most important person in the 11 is the quarterback, because they're the ones that have control of the game with the football. But I also think that our team looks talented enough that if something happens, they would be able to survive for a little bit here. They have to be able to. How many quarterbacks last year played all 17 games? I'm just saying, you have to be ready for anything. And I think they've done a good job of putting talent out on the field, that if for some reason there's a hiccup with Watson, that it's not going to be the complete end of the world. Might take us back to kind of where we've been since 99 all along the way.
I know it's today's NFL. I still think when you can turn around and hand the ball to Nick Chubb, you've got a chance to win football games.
And there you go.
Yeah.
There's the answer. I think you're right.
And that sets up a passing game even for a lesser quarterback than Deshaun Watson.
I mean, I feel like it's not just yes, it's about the quarterback, and everything revolves around the quarterback. But if something happens or they got to take him out for a play or two, or maybe, you know, he's got to miss a quarter, or he's got to miss a game or something like that.
Sprains an ankle.
Something crazy happens, that I think there's enough talent on the field, and I think the offensive line is solid enough that they can maintain and still win in the NFL, even if they, you know, and I'm not asking them to go an entire season with a backup quarterback. I am saying, though, that you've got to be prepared, that if you've got to go to plan B, it's there, it's ready. And that's why I think part of the conversations that came up over the last 2 days were about depth on this team and making sure that you've got, you know, a second team that can help you out, not only on offense, but on defense too. Mm-hmm. And I give Andrew Berry credit that it looks like there's depth on this team for the first time. It looks like there's a lot of things that are there on paper today that make us excited and make me look forward to the season. And I just feel like the quality of players that they have on this team are significantly better than where we've been for, you know, if you want to look back at the last, you know, 7-8 years. You with me on that?
Yeah. I like the additions at the wide receiver position. I still wouldn't mind another veteran just to add another guy to the group, but I don't know who you'd phase out of there. So let's hope some of these guys emerge a little bit and let's play. Seriously, I look at the offense, and the only thing that I think, Andy, all right, I've loved it, and it's getting picky, and it's maybe
that's good though.
Yeah, and maybe we're getting greedy. Let's get a good backup running back, if in fact Jerome Ford isn't that guy, and let's add another veteran wide receiver. Other than that, let's go play.
Yeah, and you talk about the wide receiving room being crowded. Yeah, it's crowded, but that's okay. That's competition.
Sure.
Look, I mean, you know that you've got Cooper, Peoples-Jones, Moore, Goodwin, Tillman, right? Those five right there. I include David Bell on everything, and I didn't include him there, because if you felt like you could bring in a veteran wide receiver that would be able to help you consistently, then you have to cut your ties from some of the younger guys you have and say, okay, well, maybe that's not it. Maybe it isn't David Bell. I think it is. I like David Bell. I'm ready to watch him play.
Really?
I don't know if you know that or not.
I'll be.
But I'm a David Bell fan, and you know what else I'm a fan of? Tight ends. I knew you were going to say that. I knew you knew me well enough to know that I was going to say that. Because we have five of those on the roster.
Yeah.
I got to believe it pains Kevin Stefanski every time he lets a tight end go. It pains him. I think he would go with five tight ends over two wide receivers any day of the week. And I just think it's the way he structures his offense.
Move along.
Okay, I'll move along. Daryl Ryder, our Browns beat reporter from It's Always Game Day in Cleveland, joins us next. Baskin and Phelps. Yes, sir.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yes, yes.
Yeah! Hey, Revision. Hey, we keep things fresh here on Basket of Phelps. Our Browns beat reporter is Daryl Ryder, and he's brought to us by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Hello, D.
Hey, Daryl! What is that even from?
It's from Jeff Thomas.
Oh, I missed it.
You were off.
Oh, now I get it. Daryl, my friend, are you on the line? There he is. Hi, Daryl.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Hi, D.
Good. All right, so I'm assuming that camp today, what time does camp end? Around noon?
This is going to be a quick one today.
Yeah.
This is get out of town day.
This is one of those days where it was the last day of school or it was Friday at school, and you were in your last class, and all you could do was stare at the clock.
Correct. So we are an hour and 17 minutes away from school being out for summer.
Then you get what?
Not that I'm keeping track.
Good 10 weeks or so? What is it? 6 weeks?
Six.
Okay. And then green... You're heading to West Virginia, buddy. Nice.
Yeehaw.
Okay, very good.
Season starts in West Virginia and going to end in Las Vegas, right?
Got to like that.
So give us your overall grade as school lets out here on what you've seen for over the last 2 days.
It's looked pretty good. They are winning yet another offseason, no question about that. I will say that Deshaun Watson I would certainly agree with what folks in the organization and his teammates and even coaches have said, that you can see the growth by leaps and bounds from this time last year. He looks more confident. He looks comfortable. The accuracy of his throws has been there. I mean, it looks like the Browns might actually have a professional quarterback for the first time in like three decades. So if he's able to carry this into the regular season and play like that, I think they'll be fine. But you have to kind of right now take things with a little bit of a grain of salt. They're not in pads. They are in helmet, shorts, and shirts. There is no contact. Some stuff has been at three-quarter speed. Not a lot of 11-on-11. It's 7-on-7, so there's no offensive line or defensive line in your way. But, I mean, just – you know, overall, yeah, I mean, it looks pretty good right now. And so there is some reason for your optimism.
Daryl, how does Deshaun look different than last year?
I just would say that it looks like he's, processing things a lot faster. He has a better understanding, I think, of, what he wants to do with plays. I did find it interesting yesterday where he said pretty much the offense is new. And, what happened this offseason was, Kevin Stefanski and got with Deshaun, got with Alex Van Pelt. And, yeah, they drew up a lot of new stuff to better suit what Watson does and the personnel that they have brought in this offseason. But the thing that strikes me the most is I can't recall a practice 3.5 weeks ago looking as rough as it did when you talk about quarterback to receiver chemistry, and then you fast forward 3.5 weeks later and they look like they've been playing together for years. I haven't seen that out here before. So, that's certainly a credit to Watson and his receivers getting on the same page so quickly.
Daryl, is there anyone that he looks like he's more in sync with than anyone else, or is it just all kind of flat across the board that he's good with all these guys?
I really like Elijah Moore a lot. I think Browns fans are going to be really, really excited about what number 8 is going to bring to this offense. Marquise Goodwin adds a dimension of speed plus ability to catch the football. That they didn't have, which obviously is going to be really, really helpful. Donovan Peoples-Jones looks like he's just picking up right where he left off a year ago. Right now, all the arrows are pointing up when you look at this offense.
How about the defense? And can I ask you, what's going on with Perry and Winfrey?
The organization's not talking about what's going on with Perry and Winfrey. So, read into that what you will.
Yeah.
But he has been practicing indoors. He's not been participating. As far as the rest of the defense goes, kind of really hard to judge, right? You can't really judge a lot when there's no pads and there's no lines going at it. I liked how the secondary responded yesterday after Deshaun Watson carved them up the day before. They came back and had a pretty good day. Jim Schwartz's impact, influence, whatever you want to call it, you can feel that. And a lot of reason to be optimistic right now about where they're at and what they potentially could do. I really like the fact that they've, Za'Darius Smith, yeah, he's an edge, but they're putting him inside next to Dalvin Tomlinson in some packages, which I think is a unique wrinkle. It's on paper and in practice, it's all looking pretty good right now.
Daryl, when you look at this defensive front that's been put together last year, and you've seen all the defensive fronts that have been put together before, what is your level of optimism now that you've got Garrett and Elliott and Tomlinson Smith? And, I know that he talked about Winfrey for a second there, but your level of optimism on this front four and what we might see.
If they're healthy, they should be able to do some damage. I expect Za'Darius Smith to be double-digit sacks. I think Myles Garrett could approach 20 sacks. This is kind of like a man-to-man type of a defense where it's matchup based more so than thinking man based, if that makes sense.
Sure.
And I think that's one thing that really hurt them last year is, guys just doing too much thinking while plays are developing, and it just led to all that miscommunication. I would say that is going to be the greatest improvement on that side of the ball. I don't think that there's going to be much miscommunication. There's not going to be any confusion.
Well, that was the big hang-up last year. Like, oh, we couldn't communicate. I'm like, you guys are in the NFL. Why are we hearing this more than once that we're not communicating?
Well, because everybody views the situation differently. So you have one guy reading a play one way, another guy reading a play another way. The assignments are supposed to be this for that. And what happens is if you don't have guys reading everything the same way, you end up doing the wrong things and then pointing at each other saying, no, that was you. No, that was supposed to be you. And that's how you get that miscommunication. And what you're seeing in Schwartz's defensive scheme is getting rid of all that. You're going to see a lot of man coverage in the secondary. You're not going to see a lot of help, if you will, right? And a lot of what Joe Woods would scheme up was predicated on help. And as a result, you just had all that miscommunication.
Daryl, you have 6 weeks before training camp in Greenbrier, and then you get back to Berea. You expect anything major to happen roster-wise, either
no.
releases or additions?
No.
No? Okay.
Major? No. Minor? Sure. You're always tweaking the roster, but major? No.
Minor as far as releases or minor as far as additions?
It's tweaks. Both. I mean, you could have player release to make room for addition or whatever, but yeah, I mean. Andrew Berry is always tweaking the roster, so yeah, that's always on the front burner for him. But yeah, there's this team. The pieces and parts are in place. There's not going to be, barring drastic changes in the marketplace, I don't foresee anything major in the form of additions. I've been trying to tell folks since he was released that DeAndre Hopkins is not going to be a Cleveland Brown. I've not come off that stance. I don't believe he'll be a Cleveland Brown unless he's coming here to play for pretty much the veteran minimum or a couple million dollars, which I don't see that happening either. So I know I Hopkins know this team is what it is as far as the core of it goes, and you know any transactions between now and training camp are going to be on the level of roster tweaking.
Hey, Daryl, can you just kind of sum up the impact of Jim Schwartz? And are we in a honeymoon period right now, or do you think this thing has legs for the whole season?
No, I think it's got legs. I mean, it's his reputation. This isn't his first rodeo, if you will. Like that. I mean, that is just what his reputation is. And when you hear guys use phrases like culture changer when talking about him, that stands out. And then when you watch practice, you see how he interacts with players. You see, even during like 7-on-7, he'll get in front of the reason he's standing in front of the center is so he can see and hear all the communication that's going on his side of the ball. And if there's something that he doesn't like or that he sees, right, he corrects it like right then and there. So, I don't feel like that this is a honeymoon situation for him. I really do feel like he's going to have a tremendous impact on his side of the ball and within that locker room.
All right, Daryl, what do we got? We got another one. It's a special bonus. It's always game day in Cleveland tonight. We've done two in a row this week already, so we'll do a third one tonight, correct?
The school's out for summer edition of It's Always Game Day in Cleveland.
Yes.
Can confirm. That is happening.
Available on the Odyssey app or where your podcasts are available.
We are an hour and 6 minutes away. Not that I'm keeping track.
Woo-hoo!
I can feel it. Daryl, thank you as always. We appreciate you. We'll talk to you soon.
You bet, guys. Have a great weekend.
All right.
Thank you, Daryl.
And Daryl and I later tonight. It's always game day in Cleveland. Let's talk a little bit more about what we've learned at this mandatory mini camp for the Browns and all the things that are going along with the Browns right now and what Daryl had to say, too. So we'll talk about that. Also coming up in the next hour, we'll make Jeff Thomas do it. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.